From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. A nighttime curfew is in effect in Christchurch, New Zealand, as officials try to secure the city and assess damage from Tuesday's earthquake. The nation's civil defense chief, John Carter, says it's a difficult job because of severe damage to communication systems and highways.
But I am pleased to say that there's been tremendous cooperation from all across the city, and we're gathering information as fast as I can. I don't think we could have expected a better stream of information than we have given the circumstances of the devastation and the size of it and the impact that it's had on the people.
New Zealand Civil Defence Chief John Carter speaking to reporters in Wellington has heard on TVNZ. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton calls the violent crackdown on anti-government demonstrators in Libya completely unacceptable. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that Clinton says the U.S. will eventually take appropriate steps to deal with the situation.
Secretary Clinton says the U.S. is working with others in the international community to send a united message to Libya to stop the crackdown.
We will take appropriate steps in line with our policies, our values, and our laws, but we're going to have to work in concert with the international community.
Senator John Kerry is urging U.S. and international oil companies to stop doing business in Libya until the attacks on civilians come to an end. Others have suggested a no-fly zone to protect protesters or targeted sanctions against Muammar Gaddafi and his associates. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The Obama administration is welcoming Bahrain's decision to free dozens of political prisoners. The decision was announced as tens of thousands of protesters flooded the capital, Manama. Marchers chanted slogans in solidarity with pro-democracy forces in Egypt and Tunisia, where uprisings have brought political change. Those being released include Shiite activists accused of plotting against the state. The legal battle is over for parents claiming their children suffered injuries linked to vaccine design flaws. As NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, the U.S. Supreme Court says a federal law bars lawsuits against companies over side effects from childhood vaccines.
The federal law the Supreme Court ruled on was enacted in 1986 when Congress feared lawsuits would drive vaccine manufacturers out of business. The law provides no-fault compensation for people injured by vaccines, but the Supreme Court said that when victims lose their claims, they cannot have a second bite at the apple by going to state court to sue over alleged design defects. While some parents said the decision left them with no recourse for injury, the American Pediatric Association praised the ruling, saying it protects children by strengthening the nation's immunization system. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Asian shares are extending their losses following the turmoil in Libya. Shares are down nearly 1% in Tokyo. This is NPR. Thousands of government workers in Ohio are denouncing a Republican plan to roll back collective bargaining for public employees. Ohio Public Radio's Bill Cohen reports their second protest in less than a week came with a new twist.
We want respect! We want respect!
Like last week, prison guards, police officers, firefighters, and teachers led the protest. Their target? The bill that would repeal collective bargaining altogether for state workers and roll back union power at the bargaining table for local government workers and teachers. But this time, the public workers got support from unions representing private companies. Dave Caldwell of the Steel Workers.
An injury to one is an injury to all.
Republicans continued defending their bill. They said it would simply give government and schools the same flexibility as private companies to deal with workers in a tough economy where management must save money. For NPR News, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.
Republican Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker says he's not going after unions by proposing to strip collective bargaining rights for most public employees in his state. Walker says his budget reduction plan, which also includes cuts in pension and health benefits, is meant to close a projected $3.6 billion shortfall. Assembly Democrats left the Capitol last week to avoid a vote on the plan in the GOP-controlled legislature. They are now introducing scores of amendments to the proposal. An Arizona Senate committee has narrowly approved a sweeping bill that would target illegal immigrants in public housing, public benefits, and the workplace. But the leader of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce says the measure could hurt the state and that lawmakers should focus on job creation. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.